Morning News. Ex-ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, just arriving for testimony that'll begin fairly soon in the second day of impeachment hearings. Washington insider Jamie Dupree will have a front row seat to it. And follow along in his blog in the News 104.5 WOKV app. Our Blair Miller continues in-depth team coverage from Washington. And it seems, Blair, as though there are 4 days that are kind of really in question in terms of when things started to turn for Yovanovitch.
Exactly, and that will be the focus here today. And much of the focus inside this hearing will be on Rudy Giuliani and the retribution she says she experienced from him. She was a well-respected 33-year veteran of the State Department, fighting corruption there for years. And she'll be asked about what led up to her fitting and dramatic back and forth involved with Giuliani. Democrats believe this all led up to improper behavior by the president. But Republicans are calling this just a sideshow, saying she was never actually in Ukraine when the president tried to hold up aid, and expect to hear that the president is in his rights to fire any ambassador as he pleases. So you expect to hear that about today as well, Rich.
You know, as we look through, you know, Jamie Dupree had a fair amount of time to dig up research on her. It doesn't appear to show anything of note up until around March 20th or so, when segments about her began to show up in places like Fox News Channel, for example. And then within weeks, she was gone. Is that likely to be some of what we would expect, I guess, Democrats to probably probe for?
I think you'll hear a lot of that today. And they'll be laying out a foundation of her history, much like what we heard on Tuesday inside that hearing, is that they lay out the credibility, and then they're going to focus in on, well, what exactly happened? When did the tide turn? Why did it turn? Of course, Republicans will be trying to poke holes in that. That hearing's set to begin here about 20 minutes. I'm about to step inside. As you said, Yovanovitch just arriving here, so things certainly heating up.
And over the weekend, there will be closed-door depositions taken. A White House budget official is set to testify tomorrow after initially refusing to comply with a subpoena. Jamie Dupree says it's a pretty significant break in the stonewall that so far has been put forward by the White House. We'll have updates for you through the day here on the radio, and like we did on Wednesday with the first round of this testimony, we'll stream live audio in the WOKV app and video on the WOKV Facebook if you want to follow along.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.